It's 1 o'clock, and this is Observer Radio News. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Teresa Spahn. It's 11 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. Police are investigating two murders that occurred last night. A 28-year-old victim was found at an apartment building in the Shepherd and Young area of North York. The victim had been stabbed in the shower and later died in hospital. And a 20-year-old man died last night after shooting in the Morningside and Old Finch Avenue area of Scarborough. In international news, 36 patients and two doctors are dead after a fire at a psychiatric hospital outside Moscow early today. Some of the patients were sedated and in their beds when the fire occurred. The Russian health minister said none of the patients were restrained or unconscious, preventing them from leaving their beds. A nurse escaped, saved one patient, and another patient got out on his own. Still in international news, the Syrian government says no chemical weapons were used against the rebel army. The U.S. says the Assad regime has used the weapons at least twice in the country's ongoing civil war. A Syrian official blames the rebels for using the weapons in the Aleppo area during a March attack. On Monday, Ryerson University held Right to Heal. The event honored Holocaust Remembrance Day and Rwanda Genocide Memorial Day. It was presented by a Jewish charity. Survivors spoke about their experiences and how they found their voices in the aftermath of genocide. The Observer, Aaron Miles, reports.
Holocaust survivor Rachel Stibbel recounted her father's attempts to sneak her out of a German ghetto.
I would put you in the sack and I would take you on my back and they will check at the gate with a bayonet and bolt and you cannot breathe because we will be shot on the spot.
For Stibbel, her suffering was not over. While hiding in a barn, she endured torture at the hands of her father's friend.
I had my own personal Holocaust in that grave because he molested me, he abused me sexually. And I was then 6 years old.
Acts of suffering like the one Stibbel had are not uncommon during genocides. Naomi Azraeli, the chair of the Azraeli Foundation, talked about the importance of sharing your experiences.
And what occurred to me is that the act of liberation is completed not only by the telling and by the sharing, but also by the listening. The knowledge that someone is reading you, listening to you, and will remember you is an integral part of the liberation.
For more information, go to israelifoundation.org. Aaron Niles, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
Now turning to sports. The Leafs shut out the Florida Panthers 4-0 last night. Phil Kessel had a good night, scoring two goals. The Buds scored four goals on 17 shots. The Leafs play the Montreal Canadiens tomorrow night. The New York Yankees beat the Jays 5-3 last night. The Toronto manager, John Gibbons, was ejected from the game in the seventh inning. He objected to the umpires overturning a call that gave the Yankees an infield hit. The Jays play the Yankees again tonight in the Big Apple. The NFL draft started yesterday. The Buffalo Bills picked a quarterback, E.J. Manuel. It's the first time in their 54-year franchise history they made this kind of pick on the first day. In amateur sports, Canada will play the gold medal round at the Under-18 World Hockey Championships in Sochi, Russia, after winning 3-1 against Finland. The game is Sunday. In entertainment news, laughter rules the screen for today's opening movies. The Big Wedding stars Robert De Niro and Diane Keaton, who are trying to put on a united front for their adopted son's wedding. Pain and Gain stars Mark Wahlberg and Dwight Johnson, personal trainers who become criminals trying to pursue the American dream. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check our website at torontoobserver.ca. I am Teresa Spahn.